Greetings. Today I'm in Bellingham, and I will be heading to Bulgaria tomorrow. I'm looking forward to all that God is going to do there. My wife will be with me, as well as my son Jonathan and a team from A-Life Church. I know it is going to be a life-transforming time. I'm expectant of Holy Spirit revealing God's love in supernatural ways. Knowing God is not about believing that He is. It is about knowing Him in an intimate and personal way. Holy Spirit within us makes God closer than our skin. He is in us, with us, and desires to clothe us with His presence. He desires an intimate relationship with each of us. We don't seek to know Him for His power or the things that He gives. We seek to know Him. His presence in our lives is the presence of a Father who is a friend. Knowing Him enables us to be who we are meant to be in our world. This is dependent upon His presence every day. Without God's presence, we cannot become. This is part of our eternal salvation. God's purpose won't give us His presence, but His presence will reveal His purpose. His purpose is generational, and it is eternal. It is new every day, and it bears the fruit of life in each season of life. God's purpose gives food for the life of others in our world and seed for the harvest season to come. Each season of our lives is another season of harvest. The purpose of every harvest is to give food for the day and seed for another season. This is the eternal plan of God in this world and in all that is to come. An eternal plan requires an eternal focus. That focus is to know God our Father and Jesus His Son through our fellowship with Holy Spirit each day. This is eternal life, and eternal life cannot die. John 17:3. What or who gives us our identity, testimony, and purpose? This is a season where you can find your identity, testimony, and purpose in Christ. There is an identity crisis in the nations and generations. When people look to created things in their world to give them their identity, they fall for the deception of a lie. Only our Creator can create us to be as we each should be. The Apostle Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus regarding these three things. Ephesians 1:18-23. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Our part in the calling of Christ is our true identity. Our part in the inheritance of Christ is our true testimony. Our part in the power of Christ is our true purpose in our world. As children of God, we are destined to be the body of Christ. We are called by God to be the helpmate of Jesus, our head in all things. As the body of Christ, we are above and not beneath, and we are walking into our world to bring God's life to every territory of death. We are sent as light and life to our world in a progressive and generational way. It is for this reason that we stand in all things. Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in every evil day, and having done all, to stand. Our wrestle is against spiritual powers that motivate and manipulate human beings to resist the will and purpose of God in life. The beliefs of God are resisted by the lies of whatever opposes God's kingdom in this world. To walk in a testimony of the spiritual realities of life in Christ, we must understand our warfare and walk being clothed in Holy Spirit. We are not defending ourselves against the enemy. The enemy is defending himself against us as we stand in our journey in Christ. We are moving forward, clothed in the armor of life to bring life to our world. Principalities are spiritual influences that seek to influence the natural sight of mankind. Powers are spiritual imaginations that work to activate the creativity of the hearts of mankind to propagate influences that control the atmosphere within its sphere of influence. Rulers of darkness are actions of death that are motivated by judgments of the flesh. Spiritual powers of wickedness in heavenly places are beliefs in the hearts and minds of people produced by lies and deceptions. When we are clothed in Christ, God's Word and Spirit transform the lies and deceptions in our hearts and minds to enable beliefs empowered by the kingdom of God. Those beliefs produce life-giving actions for the sake of our children and our children's children. Beliefs based upon lies produce actions that are self-preserving and self-seeking. Beliefs based upon the kingdom of God produce actions that are life-giving, as our Father in heaven is a giver of life in all things. Those actions activate imaginations in the hearts and minds of our children and our children's children to be givers of life to their world. The end result is an influence of life that prevails over the former influences of death. These things are part of God's eternal plan in our lives. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.